Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. There's these TikToks going around where people be like, oh, drive him crazy by doing this, or make him fall in love with you by doing this, or men love B words, or XYZ, right? And so there are a lot of women saying, honestly, sweetie, just be yourself. If he don't like you as you, trying to convince him to like you as you, that's too much work. I agree. Okay. Now, listen, if you think about it, if you take on someone else's identity to win someone over, you're going to have to continue to cosplay in that same emotion and that same identity throughout your relationships. Yo, party people, it's Ashley of singlewomanchronicles.com, where being single is a beautiful choice rather than a miserable circumstance. And I am late. I was supposed to go live at 7 p.m., but y'all, I leave for Jamaica tomorrow, and if anybody has been on vacation recently, you understand that vacation prep is a full-time job, okay? Prepping for vacation is literally like a full-time job. Like, you gotta clock in, baby. You gotta do your hours, baby. Like, it is crazy how much stuff that you have to do to prep for vacation, especially for women. I'm curious to know, men, what do you do when you prep for vacation? Because I feel like women, we're the only insane ones. Because I know we buy in new fits, we buy in new swimsuits, we getting our hair done, we getting our nails done, we getting our toes done, we getting our waxes. Like, it's a lot going on when we're prepping for vacation. So I'm just wondering, like, besides a haircut, men, what are y'all doing when y'all are prepping for vacation? Are y'all doing this? Anybody on here got a man? And they tell me what the men do. Like, Nita, you're married. What does Mo do when he's prepping for vacation? Because I'm convinced they're not doing as much as we are doing. Okay. So I just wanted to get that out. That's why I'm late this evening. I'm sorry, but whoo, Lord. And for those listening to the podcast, I'm doing a live right now. I'm recording at the same time. That's why I'm looking two ways. So, yeah. But anyway, tonight I just want to talk about rewiring your brain, retelling your story, because I feel like pack two shirts, three pair of jeans, that's it. The life. I knew men didn't do as much as we did. I'm sorry, y'all. She let me know what her husband does when he prepares for vacation. But anyway, so today I just want to talk a bit about rewriting your story. So if you are like me, you have not had the best luck with dating, and you have yet to experience a love or a situation where you felt appreciated, where you felt love. Like, I heard a girl say that her husband's love felt like a kiss from God. And I was like, whoa, that's beautiful. That's what I want. So when you are in that space, you usually are very cynical when you're out here on the dating scene, because you only know one story, the story that you've been given, the story that you've seen, the story that you've witnessed, the story that you've experienced. So if that's the only story that's constantly playing in your head, then you're going to act in ways in your love life that's going to think that's how your story is going to end all the time. So it is your job as a woman, as a person, to experience freedom from that guard. Because you're going to be really guarded if you're only telling yourself the same story over and over. If you're only telling yourself, oh, I don't get guys like that. Oh, men like that don't talk to me. Oh, guys don't do that kind of stuff for me. It's kind of like when you see those posts on Facebook. We all have seen those posts where a woman is like, do men ever such and such and such? And basically she's telling you that the men in her life have not done this. And you have a whole bunch of women probably under the comments like, yeah, they do for the woman they like. Or, you know, men are like, yeah, we still doing it. Because if this is the only story that you have seen and that you are telling yourself, you're going to keep experiencing that same cycle, right? So tonight, I just want to speak a lot about retelling your story so that you can have a better experience in dating. Because what I have learned is when I stopped dwelling on the same story from my past and ruminating on what happened before me, regardless to what I experienced in my dating atmosphere, I just felt better. I didn't care about what the results were because I'm very detached from the results right now because I'm really trying to figure out who I am. I don't know if it's aging. I don't know if I'm just becoming more healed. I don't know if it's just like I'm learning how to trust this process, but I'm very detached from results right now. Like I remember back in the day when I would have a failed talking stage and I would just crumble and I would cry about it and I would just be mad and don't delete the dating app. Don't want to. These days, it is what it is. It's just a part of the game. It's like interviewing. Like you're not going to get every job that you apply for or you interview for. And so it's just, we have to learn how to just enjoy the process and learn to retell the story. So that is what I want to speak on tonight. So how do you begin retelling your story? So I went through a season of life because this can go for your love life as well as your everyday life. Y'all just saw me post my fitness goals, right? And let me tell y'all something. Losing weight in your mid-30s, oh my God. It is hard because, again, the same thing that I did in my 20s to lose weight is not the same way I lose weight now. The way I lose weight now is way more strict. I have way less wiggle room. I have to work out more. I have to eat less. I have to be more strict. I have to really watch what I eat. I have to take in more greens. I have to take in protein, like the whole macros and stuff like that. I don't have it down, but I know what I'm eating. So it's just that kind of thing, right? But there was a point in my life where I kept gaining weight every year. So I turned 35 on Wednesday. And there was a point in my life where I kept gaining weight every single year. And I'm like, if I keep going down this trajectory, I'm going to be freaking 300 pounds by 40. And I'm not doing that, okay? So I had to get unstuck in my head, right? So in order to get unstuck, I had to retell the story. One of my favorite motivational speakers is Les Brown. He has this quote where he says, when you're going through hell, why would you stop in hell? So if you're going through something in your life right now, say you're going through a space in your life where you don't like how you look. When you look in the mirror, you're like, oh my God, I want to lose weight. Or you're single right now. You're like, oh my God, I really want a husband. Oh my God, I really want this job, but I keep interviewing and whatever. Why would you quit? Because if you're in hell right now and you stop in hell, you're not going to get to the other side. You got to keep going. So that's why you have to learn how to retell your story. The first thing I started to do was I started to really hone in on like motivational speaking and listening to that on YouTube because I'm a Christian, right? And I felt like just praying every single day was enough. Before, like, hey, don't you judge me. I know y'all probably think, oh, it is enough. It is good. But what I had to realize was I needed more than just the communion with God, right? I needed prayer, but I also needed to get my mental right. I needed to get my mental right, my spiritual right, and my physical right. All three of those are separate, right? So my spiritual, that was me going to church, read my Bible, praying to God, getting up, right? But my mental was still warring with itself. So I needed to figure out ways to help my mental get right. Because the thoughts that was going through my mind, Joyce Meyer says it, stinking thinking was awful. So I had to find practical ways to get my mind right. And that's when I started to listen to motivational speaking all the time. How does this relate to your dating life? If everything you listen to on a daily basis is how bad dating is, how dating sucks, how it sucks out here, how it's trash out here, how is hell out here, how does the dating, the bars and hell, Of course you're going to, like, of course you're going to keep telling the same story. Of course you are. So you have to receive different things in your mind, in your spirit. I always tell y'all, I suggest this all the time. Dear Future Wifey literally helped me to see a different way in dating, right? Because I started to, for a long time, I did not believe a lot of Christian men existed. And I'm not talking about the men who just have scripture in their bio. I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about followers of Jesus Christ. I'm talking about men who are actually fully dedicated to the word of God, who live their life by God, who are committed to God, who follow Jesus, who go to church regularly, who go to their Bible studies, who pray every day, who are submitted to the word of God, et cetera, et cetera. I didn't think that existed until I started listening to Dear Future Wifey. And I'm like, oh my God, this exists. So now I've trained my algorithms to, I see so many more men who are men of God and just stuff like that. And I was very discouraged by that because for a long time, I'm like, I'm a Christian. I know I want a man of God, but I would settle for men who just knew how to spell God because I didn't think it existed. So I had to retell myself that story, like, because I had this firm belief. And retelling yourself a story is basically uprooting the beliefs that are detrimental to your love life, that are detrimental to your life because of something maybe you heard in the past, maybe a seed was planted before, maybe you've never seen it. Just because you've never seen it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. So you have to rewire your brain, retrain your brain, tell yourself another story. The second thing you have to do is you have to hope beyond your present circumstances. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. And I understand that is so much easier said than done, but it is so necessary because if you are in a circumstance right now and everything around you tells you that men suck, the ratio is higher, ain't nobody out here getting married no more, ain't nobody out here treating women right no more, if that's what you believe, your hope is basically dead. And that's what if that's all that you're seeing and that's all that you feel like is out there, of course you don't have hope. Of course you're going to give up. Of course you're not going to. So you have to reignite your hope. You have to believe that you are the outlier. You have to believe that it's going to happen for you if it don't happen for.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Nobody else. And that's how you gotta walk. Because even if it doesn't, guess what? You still gonna feel better about yourself. Like, think about it. If you sit around here and you think all of this junk sucks and it's never gonna happen for me, you're gonna be miserable. But if you sit around and you're just like, no, it's gonna happen, it's coming, I'll just keep waiting, this is great, I'm gonna live my life, I'm gonna have joy, you're gonna feel better about yourself. So you have to tell yourself a more positive story. And that starts with hoping. They say a hope deferred makes the heart sick. That's Bible. And that's real. And that's true. So you have to learn how to not listen to all the naysay, all of it, because it really, really just ruins your mental health. Who want to live like that? Who wants to? And a lot of the times we think that we're further beyond where we are as far as like, we think, oh, I am hopeful. But when you go into relationships, you don't even realize how you're planning for the end right when it begins. Or you don't even realize how you're guarded. Because I know I had a situation happen and I was just like, oh my God, I'm a little bit guarded, huh? Because I was seeing men through the lens of, oh, I know he's trying to play me. So like if a dude don't text me back, instead of me thinking, oh, he's busy, it's me thinking, oh, he ignored me, he's trying to play me. And that's through the lens of, you are just so used to the negative side, you're not even believing for the positive side. So how are you responding to this stuff, right? How are you moving in your love life? How are you doing this, right? You have to retell the story. Third thing, in the beginning of this year, one of my New Year's resolutions that I don't feel like I have been good enough at carrying out, but I'm going to get back on it, okay? As soon as my vacation's over, and I'm back on this, right? My goal was to be in this life, in this year, as delusional as possible. I want to have the audacity that the men on the podcast have. I want to have the unmitigated gall, okay? I want to be delusional because I feel like people who are delusional just get further. What I mean by delusional is when you just think that life is roses and beauty and just wonderful and everything great that happens to you, then your life turns. It turns around. It does. I want to be delusional. I want to believe that everything I want can happen. Everything I want will happen. Everything that I'm dreaming for, that I'm hoping for, is going to come to pass. That's the level of delusion I'm trying to get at. And I know it sounds crazy, but like delusional is where dreams come true. Because who wants to be in reality all the time? I just feel like delusion feels better sometimes, right? So what I mean, now I don't want you out here being crazy. Now I need your delusion to be a little bit limited. I don't want you out here doing crazy stuff. I can't even think of an example of something crazy that would be off the wall, but I'm really just saying, just when was the last time you believed like a child? When was the last, because you know, when you were a kid, you believed that you could fly. When you were a kid, before we even had a black president, you was, your little black self said, I could be president. And as a woman, you probably said, okay, we're going to have this woman president. One day we will, right? Or you believe that you had superpowers. All of this, like, when are you going to start believing like that again? That's what I mean by being a little bit delusional. So when you're retelling your story, how are you retelling it? Give yourself that fantasy again. When was the last time you believed like, oh my God, I can have the love of my life. Oh my God, I will marry a man who loves my dirty draws, who will show up for me anytime, anywhere, who won't question me, who I will feel my 100% self around. Sidebar. So I've been seeing these TikToks, and I love to see it because a lot of women are learning, or not learning, just accepting who we are and just being okay with it. But there's these TikToks going around where people be like, oh, drive him crazy by doing this, or make him fall in love with you by doing this, or men love B words, or XYZ, right? And so there are a lot of women saying, honestly, sweetie, just be yourself. If he don't like you as you, trying to convince him to like you as you, that's too much work. I agree. Okay. Now, listen, if you think about it, if you take on someone else's identity to win someone over, you're going to have to continue to cosplay in that same emotion and that same identity throughout your relationships. Now, we love to complain that men come out here, they're representative, and as soon as they get you, they switch up. The same can go for women. If you are being a woman who you know that's not authentically you, but you know that being that person is going to win someone over, that's manipulation. That's you being a representative. So I feel like you shouldn't do that. I feel like you should just be yourself. Now, is it easier to manipulate a situation to get what you want? Absolutely. But is it long-term? No. Unless you just that good with acting. Because some people can fake the funk for years. I don't have the patience. First of all, I'm a horrible liar. Second of all, I just don't have the patience. I just want to be me. Like, the right, somebody said something so beautiful the other day. That, I seen it on, obviously I've been on TikTok a lot. I seen it. A girl said, you can never say the wrong thing to the right person. That was beautiful. That was so, when you rewriting your story, tell yourself this. You can never say the wrong thing to the right person. Do you know how many times I have gone through situations where I analyzed something so much for so long after something ended because I'm like, oh my God, I said the wrong thing. I did the wrong thing. It was the wrong time. The way I said it was wrong. Blah, 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 blah. But when you think about it, you can never say the wrong thing to the right person. Because if someone really cares about you, is really invested in you, really likes you, the grace they're going to extend to you is going to be beautiful. The level of understanding they're going to have for you is going to be beautiful. So I'm wishing that for you when you're retelling your story. The last thing I would say on retelling your story is write your story down. I know we love Sierra's prayer. I know that we love to ask, you know, oh, what did you say in your prayer? But remember that God hears you just like he heard Sierra. So write out your prayer. Write out what you want specifically in a marriage, in a relationship, in your future, because it is available. It is available. Write it down and believe for it. Because continuing to tell yourself stories like this ain't gonna happen for me, this sucks, it has never happened before, I've never been in a relationship, I've never been engaged to, I've never been proposed. You know, I get it. Again, I'm her. I've never been engaged. I've never been married. I've been in a relationship, but at the same time, I've never been in a happy, healthy relationship. So, but I don't sit around moping about it. I keep believing for it because I know it's possible. I know it's available. I know when I keep believing for it, it's going to happen. So rewrite your story because, again, switching your story up is only going to make you feel better about yourself and your life. Believing the negative is just going to keep you feeling negative. It's going to keep you in a negative. It's going to keep you in lack of positive options, lack of great dates. Because listen, when I'm going out here and I'm talking to these people, I'm just trying to have fun. Like, I don't really care. Of course, I get down to the nitty gritty because I'm asking the right questions. I'm asking, what are you looking for? Do you want kids? Do you want marriage? Do you love Jesus? Like, I'm asking these questions, but I'm having fun while doing it. And I feel like we just put too much pressure on it. And a lot of us putting that pressure on it is us being so used to our story being a negative, having a negative ending, having these negative undertones, and us bracing for the impact of negativity. I just want you to breathe and let go. I want you to take a deep breath. I want you to breathe. I want you to let go of the story that you've been telling yourself, and I want you to write a new one. And when you're writing the new one, stop looking around for what your circumstances are doing. I don't care what your life looks like right now, because life can change like this. I don't know, for y'all who don't know, I do hair and I have a lot of clients. And when my clients are sitting in my chair and they're telling me about their life, because I talk, a lot of my clients are older and I love that. And they give me so much wisdom. And I was telling one girl, I was like, oh yeah, you know, I'm turning 35 and hopefully I can have kids, whatever, whatever. And she was saying, girl, it can happen in a flash. She said, at 36, I ain't had nobody. By 37, I was pregnant and married. It can happen in a flash. And so that's what I choose to believe. That's what I choose to hold on to, the hope. And that came from me reading, writing my story. I used to sit and just mope and just dwell on the fact that I've never had XYZ. I don't think like that no more. And honestly, my love life is better. No, I haven't met him yet, but I'm just out here dating and having fun. I just don't put that much pressure on it. And I just don't sit around and be sad about it because I'm outside. Because like, baby, if I'm one place, I'm outside, okay? I'm outside. Have fun. Build your life. Focus on your focus, but rewrite your story. I don't want you around here dwelling on stuff. And be honest about what you truly want. If you know that you know that you know you want marriage, be honest about it. If you know that you know you want a relationship, be honest about it. And just stop stop allowing the negativity of other people to be projected onto you just because that's what happened in their life, just because their person cheated on them, just because their person left them. That ain't got nothing to do with you. Focus on your focus, stay in your lane, have fun, be outside, rewrite your story. Stop telling yourself the moping story. No, it can happen for you too, okay? It can and it will. You're going to be great. Why, thank you, girl. I can't wait to see it. But yeah, so tonight I just wanted to encourage you guys. I go out of town tomorrow. I'm very excited about it. Prepare to be sick of me because I'm about to flood y'all timeline with pictures from Jamaica. Because why not? Why not? I lost weight. I'm going to be in swimsuits. Ain't no clothes. I'm going to be outside. Okay? So remember to like, comment, and share. Leave me 5 stars on everything. If you ain't going to leave 5 stars, don't leave no stars because don't go messing up my stuff. Okay? Sorry to be aggressive. But yeah, don't go ruining it just because you don't want to give me 5 stars. All right. Till next time. Bye.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save.